Oh, that was called Divided Sky, for those of you who are wondering. Coming out on our new album. So we got a lot of new stuff for you tonight, so... trying out a bunch of new stuff, some stuff coming out on our new album, and also some stuff coming out on the album after our new album. So it's like two albums new.
Our fifth coming album.
That's our fifth coming album, not to be confused. Okay, okay, first we're going to do an older tune. An overture. This is called You Enjoy Myself. We hope you enjoy myself during this next tune. This features Fish's left hand on the small tom-tom. I hope you'll all keep an eye on that. Thank you. city, see the zoo. Traffic light won't let me through. We'll be right back.
under.
And I'm falling into a deep well. Thank you.
all would be so crystal clear. Was it for the foam?
But the foam keeps getting thicker, and it just keeps getting harder, and I'm
Possum.
Your end is the road.
was riding down the road one day. Someone hit a possum. Riding down the road one day. Someone hit a possum. The road was his hand. His hand was that road. So they say, whoa, possum.
Away the beads of sweat that glistened on his brow. His tired feet were buried in the quagmire, and his bloodshot eyes saw all that lay between him and fulfillment of his vow. And he felt his fingers wrap around the knotted root, pull his body upward to a sea-green mossy boulder, and he dragged his weary shit ass up the mountain, and he climbed so slowly, he climbed so slowly ahead. He heard the crack of thunder, and the rocks began to crumble overhead and tumble down the mountain to the dismal swamp that lay beneath the jagged cliffs through which his path had led. And the earth began to quake beneath his feet, and the mighty mountain changed before his eyes, and he stood amidst a sea of dust and rocks and stones cascading down the mountain, and 1,000 birds were headed for the sky. Oh, the sacred creed will be yours. And if you wait till tomorrow, the sacred creed will be yours to devour. Yours to seize and to obey. Colonel lifted up his head and was driven to his knees by a blazing beam of light, and he saw the silhouette that stood before him, and he bowed in reverence, trembling in the shadow of the mighty legend's form. Iculus, the prophet, stood before his eyes, looking down on Colonel Forbin, where he shuddered in the puddles and the muck, and he quietly addressed him, and he spoke so slowly, he spoke so slowly, he said, Corbin, I know why you've come here, and I'll help you with your quest to gain the knowledge that you lack. I call upon my faithful friend, the Mockingbird, to fly and seize the helping book and bring it to your shack. And the tree of knowledge in your soul will grow, and the helping friendly book will plant the seeds. But I warn you that all knowledge, seeming innocent and pure, becomes a deadly weapon in the hands of avarice and greed. The sacred greed will be yours. And if you wait until tomorrow, the sacred greed will be yours to devour, yours to seize and to obey.
this mockingbird. Thank you.
You've been funny.